only a ship because a ship moves. It travels a ship. So since a ship most of the time is traveling, that's where it's not seated attached to the ground. So it's not considered what grows in the ship like it grows in Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's potter. But over here, this flower pot that's not moving around, it's just hanging on top of pegs, but it's staying stationary in one place. Loi, maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that what grows out of this flower pot is considered growing in Eretz Yisrael, that it is mechuyev and truma semaisrus. It would have a kedusha shrius. So therefore, it's not totally zebuzer. And further, Inami maybe ad kan loikami rabbonin hosam. Maybe only there the rabbonin said ela b'svin owner by a ship. That the rabbonin said what grows in the ship, if it's going over the waters of Eretz Yisrael, is considered like an Eretz Yisrael. The lemifse kayavira, because there's no interruption. In other words, there's no space, there's no air in between the ground and the ship. All there is just water. And maybe the rabbonin hold the svara. The water of the ocean, the water of the rivers, is considered like a continuation of the ground. And so therefore the ship is considered like it's on the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore what grows in the ship is halacha like it grew in Eretz Yisrael. Avul, but over here, otzutz, here we're talking about this flower pot. The mafsiko avira, it's hanging in the air, it's not on the ground. There's space, there's air in between the flower pot and the ground. Loi, maybe here the Rabbanim would argue to say, even though it has a hole on the bottom of the flower pot and the nourishment goes through, but so what? Maybe since it's not on the ground itself, it would not have the din of Eretz Yisrael, that what grows in it would be part of a Truma Semaisus. So if a Rabbi wants to say, this Shiloh of a flower pot is not totally in the Machlokes, reviewed in the Rabbanim by a Svin or by a ship. And this Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says like this: Benahorois Eretz Yisrael. I tell you the Kuli Amalei Pligi. Going back to the brises we had before. Before we had a steer and two brises. That one brise said if you have a get that was written on the ship. So one brise says that the ship you do have to say before Anichtov. It's considered like out of Eretz Yisrael. And the other brise said no, a get that was written on the ship. So you do not have to say before Nanichtav. It's considered like it's an Eretz Yisrael. So Nachum says like this, that if the ship was on the Nahor of the rivers of Eretz Yisrael itself, if it was Mamish inside Eretz Yisrael, then the Kuliyal Malay Pligi. Everybody would agree that Filchus Gittin is considered like an Eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi says, the Kuliyal Malay Pligi, everybody would not argue, the Eretz Yisrael Ninu, it's considered like Eretz Yisrael. Even though the ship is not touching ground, still Rabbi Yehuda would agree for Ilchus Gittin that you do not have to say before Nanichtov. Why? The time of the get, what's the reason why you get you have to say before Nanichtov? It doesn't have to do with something that's growing from the ground itself. It gets its nourishment from the ground. Who? That's halach in Meiser and Shriyas. But over here, Hilkach Loishin or No, Loishin or Yabosha. Here there's no difference. Here the question is, whatever's done in Eretz Yisrael, we say the people there know the halachas. They know you're supposed to write a get lishmo. Therefore, you do not have to say before Anichtov. That's what Nachman's saying, and this is where we paskin, that if a shore, if a ship is on the rivers in Eretz Yisrael, if a get was written on the ship, you would not have to say before Anichtov. For sure, it's considered like in Eretz Yisrael. Eliki pligi, where is the machlokes? If the get was written on the ship, do you have to say before anichtav or not? The yam hagadol. We're talking about where it was written on the Mediterranean Sea, on the yam hagadol. So Rashi says shehu tchum marovish l'Eretz Yisrael. The yam hagadol, that's the boundary of the west side of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore pligi tanoi, that's the machlokes anoyim. Ikleman the yam atzvas hayam hugavul. There's one man Yoma that says, you know where Eretz Yisrael ends on the west side? The shore. The shore, that's the end of Eretz Yisrael. The Yam Gufa, but the river, the Yam HaGadol, Lav Eretz Yisrael Hu. The water is not considered like Eretz Yisrael. That's what one time holds. That's why it says if a get was written on the water of the Yam HaGadol, it's considered like outside Eretz Yisrael, that you would have to say before Nanichtav. The Yikol man the Yoma know that Yam Gufam Eretz Yisrael. The other man the Yoma holds that the Mediterranean Sea is also considered like Eretz Yisrael. The Yam HaGodol is also considered like Eretz Yisrael, like we'll soon see. Titania will learn like this. Eizeyu Eretz V'Eizeyu Chutzlaretz. What's considered like in Eretz Yisrael and what's considered outside Eretz Yisrael. So it says like this, and Rashi says, we're talking about now, Miktsoya Tzvoynes Marovis Shel Eretz Yisrael. We want the north-west side of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, we want to know the west side of Eretz Yisrael, what's considered in Eretz Yisrael on the west side, which is the Yam HaGadol, and what's considered outside Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says like this, to get the boundary, you have to know on the west side, what's the upper on the northwest, and what's the city on the bottom southwest, and then you'll draw like a line straight down from the top city to the bottom city, and then we'll know whatever's inside is part of Eretz Yisrael, whatever's outside is Chutz Laretz. So again, we want to have the west boundary of Eretz Yisrael. So what we have to do is get the top city of the west north side, and get the bottom city of the west south side, and draw a line straight down, even though the water is like in between. The right side of that string is Eretz Yisrael. The left side is outside. So what's the two top and bottom cities? So Rashi says, Harahor. The top city is Harahor. V'tagim Yishami v'tagim Harahor, Turei Amnon. Because it says, Dei Yilechem Gevul Tzofim Min Hayam HaGadol. That's the north-west side. Yeah. Shamin Harahor to Kuv Harahor. Yeah. Yeah. So more stuff like this. Again, Ezeyu Eretz v'Ezeyu Chutz Loretz. Kol sheshipua v'yorit, anything that's planted that comes down, miturei Amnon, that means this har of Harahor, which is called Turei Amnon, that's the top north-west side, ulefnim Eretz Yisrael, from inside of that is called part of Eretz Yisrael, and miturei Amnon ulechutz, chutz loretz, and on the bottom, Turei Amnon, that's the bottom south side, that's the city of Har. Rashi says, "Dainu tzad dorim heavy Eretz Yisrael, the goy v'har hu agvul," and that's the har of what har amnin, turei amnin. So these were the two cities, two mountains. One second. Here. So now the Mara says, "Hanosin shebiyam." What about the islands that are in this river, this ocean? Royenosim, you have to see. Kilu chut matuach aleim. If you have a string going straight downwards. Miturei Amnon. Turei Amnon, that's the top again. That's the northwest side. This mountain, that's the boundary of the north top west side. Now take a string from that har, Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, all the way down to the southwest side, which is Nachal Mitzrayim. So take a string straight down. And we say now, Menachut Olefnim, any island that's inside this string on the right side is Lefnim Eretz Yisrael. It's considered like part of Eretz Yisrael. But Minachut Olechutz, any island that's outside this string, that's only in the Mediterranean, but it's outside, that's called Chutz Loretz. That's what the Tanna Kamma holds. The Tanna Kamma holds the ocean itself, the Yam HaGadol, is considered like Chutz Loretz. It's outside Eretz Yisrael. What's called Eretz Yisrael? Just the boundary itself. How do you have the boundary? Like you have to have, again, the north city and the south city. Get a straight line straight down. That's the real boundary of Eretz Yisrael. So any city, inside, any island, and the inside is Eretz Yisrael. The outside is Chutz Loretz. So according to the Tanna Kamma, the Yam HaGadol itself is considered like Chutz Loretz. Only the islands that are mamish inside the Gvul itself. Rabbi Yehuda Waymano, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kol Shekineged Eretz Yisrael, Hareyu Keretz Yisrael. Going northwards, as far, going westward, as far west as you want to go into the Yam HaGadol, into the oceans, it's all considered like Eretz Yisrael. It could be even up to America also, it could be, even to the Pacific coast. Could be also called part of Eretz Yisrael according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you go swimming here in the Pacific coast, if you're exactly across Eretz Yisrael, it'll be called like an Eretz Yisrael also. That's the Yudhi Shita. Kol Shekineged Eretz Yisrael, Arayu Keretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, that means the Yudhi Waymer, the bottom is a big line here, Kol Hayam, the whole ocean, Shekineged Avir Eretz Yisrael, on the west side of Eretz Yisrael, V'yafilu Adu Kainis, still the Pacific, Lamarav to the west side, Shubisayfailim to the other side of the world, Hareyu Keretz Yisrael. All the oceans, all the water going westward of Eretz Yisrael is all called like Eretz Yisrael. Until the Chveist Elay Nevi, I don't know where it goes west. The Af. Harekat Shoshinemar, Yam HaGodol, Ogvul, Hai, Ogvul Kor Kroy Yisrael, an extra postik. The name of the Af, Reichiv HaYam B'chlalatchum. Even the west of the Yam itself is called part of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Yudishita. That the Pasuk says the Gvul, the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, the west side, is the Yam HaGodol. It doesn't mean it stops by the shore, but it continues on. All the water on the west side of Eretz Yisrael is all cold like Eretz Yisrael until you hit the next nation, the next dry land. Not the islands, the real land. Shenema Tehid, the Grab Yehuda Dashas, the Pasuk in Bamidbar that says, O Gvul Yam, for ho yulachem hayom HaGodol. O gvul ze yilachem gvul yam. That this is gvul's next apostolic Rashi says to tell us that on the west side of Eretz Yisrael, where does the boundaries end? The whole ocean, the whole yam HaGodol is called part of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Brisa before that said that a get that was written on the ship in the yam, you do not have to say before the nechtov, goes according to Yehuda, that the ship was in the yam HaGodol, far out of Eretz Yisrael. But since it was on the west side of Eretz Yisrael, it's still considered like being in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you do not have to say before an echtov. That's Rabbi Yudi Shita. The Rabbanan Shita is no. The west side of Eretz Yisrael is the shore points, or at least from the top city to the bottom city. Draw a line straight down. But any city outside those cities is like Hutzlaritz. Now the Gemara is the Kasha. No, it says, what about the islands on the side of this? No, it's not directly west of Eretz Yisrael, but a little bit on top, a little bit on bottom. So Gemara says, you have to see them kilu chut motach aleihem. Again, take a string going straight across the Mediterranean. Mekapluria v'yad yamakainis. From Klapuria straight across to the Pacific Ocean. Or Menachem Mitzrayim down south. The Yad Yamakain is again to the oceans. So Menachut Lefnim, any island that from this chut is inwards, Eretz Yisrael. Menachut Lechut, if it's above these boundaries, that's Chutz Loretz. In other words, the whole length of Eretz Yisrael, straight across westward, take a left turn there, is all considered part of Eretz Yisrael. That's a Yudishita. For Rabbonin, the Marasakash of Rabbonin, they say not like that. They say that Eretz Yisrael stops by its shores. And the water is not called like Eretz Yisrael. I, the Pasuk says, Hayu Gvul, my Avdilei. There's an extra Pasuk to say that the boundary is the water itself. Mashma, that the oceans itself is called like Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, Miboyle Lenosin. They needed to teach us that the islands, like we just said, take a string from the most northern city on top and the most southern city on bottom, and take a string going straight down, and telling us that the islands that are inside that string is called like Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Yehuda the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Nostin Letzrichen Kura, that's a smart shoot, I don't need a pasuk for that. That for sure is called part of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Like if you have the boundary, the most southern city up on top, and the most northern city on top, and the most southern city on bottom, it takes the line, it goes straight down, that any ocean, any island that's on the right side of that string, Pshita of Yudis says it's part of Eretz Yisrael. That's the real Gvul. So what do I need the Pasuk for? To teach me even as far west as you can go in the ocean, in the waters, no matter how far in the oceans you go, that's all considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what John the Bryce said before, the Machlokes, if the ocean itself is called like Eretz Yisrael or not. Then our Mishnah says, Ramei Roi Ma'ako Keretz Yisrael. And now Mishnah, we have a Machlokes, the city Aku, does it have a loch like Eretz Yisrael negated to Gittin or not? So Gemara says like this, Boi Minei Merev Michia Baraba. They ask the question from Michia Baraba, Ha'moicher Avder L'Suria. If somebody sells his Eved, he has an Eved Kenani, and he sells them to Syria, somebody living in Syria, is K'moicher B'chutzlarz Domi Eloi? Is it considered like you're selling your Eved Kenani in to Chutz Loretz or not? There's a new halacha, a special halacha with the Rabbonin, that if you own an Eved Kenani in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to sell him Chutz Loretz. You can't sell him to somebody in America. If you sell him to somebody in America, he automatically goes out free. That's a knas from the Rabbanan. We don't want you to sell your slaves, your Eved Kenanis, to people living in Chutz Loretz. It's a knas, they won't do mitzvahs there, we don't want them to be in Chutz Loretz. So the question is, what's the loch of Surya of Syria? Surya, that's the ear that David the Melech captured. So the question is, does it have a loch like Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or not? Negate to this halacha. That was his question. If a person living in Yerushalayim would sell his Eved Kenani to somebody living in Syria, do you have the Kenas that he goes out free or not? So Amalei answered back to Nisu, we learned in our Mishnah, that Remeyer Oimer Aku Keretz Yisrael Gittin, that Aku, that's considered like Eretz Yisrael Negate to his Gittin. And the Diyak is Legittin in Liavodim Loi, only Filch's Gittin is considered like in Eretz Yisrael. That you would not have to say before Nanechtov, because people are became in Lishmor there. But Lamaisa Aku is considered outside Eretz Yisrael, negate of Allah of Avodim. If somebody owns an Eved Kenani in Yerushalayim and sells him to somebody living in Aku, Mashmi would go out free. If so, the Kol Shechein Surya de Maracha Tuvia. And for sure, if somebody sold his Eved Kenani to Syria, somebody living in Syria, for sure he would go out free. Because that's considered as further than Aku, for sure it's called like outside Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Surya, hi aram tsoiba v'kivshu David, v'yasifo al Eretz Yisrael. That's a Muhammad that David HaMelech made, and he captured Syria, and he added it on to Eretz Yisrael. So the question we'll soon see halachas about it, is it called like Eretz Yisrael or not? Now the Mora says, Torah Rabbanim, not like this. Bishloisha drachim in three ways, Shavsa Surya Eretz Yisrael. In three ways, Syria is like Eretz Yisrael. Or Bishloisha lechutz loretz, but in three ways, no, it's still considered like chutz loretz. We'll soon explain it. Ofra tomek chutz loretz. The ground of Syria is tomek like chutz loretz. When the Rabbanim made exerim that all the land of chutz loretz had the tumas mace, so Syria was included, it's also tomek. So Rashi says, Shagozru Aleho, V'yafagah v'svirle lahaitana kibush yochid, Shmei kibush, even though this time holds that David HaMelech captured Syria, which is called the kibush yochid, it means David HaMelech himself captured it, it does have halacha like Eretz Yisrael. It does have Kedushin Eretz Yisrael. The Peiris Agro, there is Mechuyiv and Trumas and Maisris, like we'll soon see. Still he holds, when the Rabbanim made the Gzeira that any land outside Eretz Yisrael has a Tumas Mace on it, the Rabbanim included Syria also. That's what this Tana holds. That Syria, the Ofra is Tomek Chutz Loretz. Secondly, V'hamoicher Avda L'Syria K'moicher B'Chutz Loretz. If somebody living in Eretz Yisrael owns an Eved Kenani, and he wants to sell it to somebody living in Syria, you have the Knas that Eved goes out free. We consider Surya like Chutz Loretz. And thirdly, for Yahamevi get Misuria, if a get, if the husband was living in Surya, and he wrote up a get there to be sent to his wife, and now when the Shliach gives over the get to his wife, the locher is Kimevi Mechutz Loretz. And as a locher like the get was written in Chutz Loretz, Mashem and Surya, they were not Bekiyim Lishmo, they did not know the Loch is there, therefore you have this Kzeira that we have to say before Nanechtav, before Nanechtav. The Rashi says, Le'eretz Yisrael Kamebi Chutz Loretz Loretz Loshchichi Shayasa, as people did not travel that commonly from Surya to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it's considered like Chutz Loretz. In these three ways, with the Rabbonin, Surya is like Chutz Loretz. But over Shloisha Eretz Yisrael, and three ways, Syria, this time old, is like Eretz Yisrael. First of all, Chayeves B'maisur V'shvias. Eretz Yisrael, like we just said, Midiraisa, he holds the Kibush Yochid Ishmei Kibush. That David HaMelech himself captured Syria, gave it Alokha Kedusha like Eretz Yisrael itself. And therefore the Peiris that grow there, it's considered like it grew in Eretz Yisrael, that you have to take off Trumas and Maisus. And when it comes to seventh year, Shvias, you're not allowed to plow, you have to leave it alone. Secondly, if somebody wants to go into Syria and remain tor, he could do it. Even though we just said it has tumah, like chutz loretz, we'll soon see, but there's a difference. In real chutz loretz, there's no way to go in there and not to become tamei. where Assyria, we'll soon see, they only made Xerath that the ground itself is tummy. Therefore, if you do not touch the ground, you go in there on a wagon, or you go in there on something else, and you're not touching the ground, you do not become tummy, you could remain tahor. So in some ways, Syria is like Eretz Yisrael, that you could get in there and remain tahor. And thirdly, if somebody buys property in Syria, you go and buy a field off a guy in Syria, the halacha is